to bring the Korban Pesach, even though it's Shabbos now, Yehandli was mitzvah, Zayah the Shchit is doicha, and Nuwa didn't all the Shvusim are doicha. Because you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Mashenkin on Yom Tov, Rabbi Lezer Shita is, there's only a Rishus to eat. So true, the Torah was matter to do the Malacha, the rice of cooking and baking, but that's all Shvusim they weren't matter. Rabbi Lezer still holds the mitzvah is more of a Svarot to be matter, even the Shvusim. More Tan Yom Rabbi Lezer. Umali im dichui machshire mitzvah sheliach hashchita es haShabbos. Maduch yulare bidoch yulare du to machshirma the mitzvah after shchitan Shabbos ti savid le mitzvah. The mitzvah was already done already. Still yulare do the shvusim is a svara lo yitcha shum for sure be mutter machshire mitzvah to do the preparations to doing the mitzvah shelafnei shchita es haShabbos that you have to do before the shchitan Shabbos for sure it should be mutter. So Rashi. Shalayach hashchitas Rashi michu korvov. That we said before that the allowed to clean out michu korvov. That you allowed to clean out the kishkas of the animal. That's a shavus. You're cutting it, so you're pushing it out of the animal. The two pshutim we had before. That's an issur rabbanon, and still will matter it. I was litchet as a mitzvah. Even though what the mitzvah was already done already. So chura for sure, isn't it a svara that before you did the shchita altogether, you should be allowed to do the shvushim, which is called more sorche gavoya? Oh, Malay Rabbi Kiva said no. The Malay imdicho machshirim mitzvah shliach shchita. I tell you, know why the Mishnah says you're allowed to do this michu kerovov? You're allowed to clean out the kishkis on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos sherei dochsasa shchita. It's a Shabbos because you already did the shchita. Like once you already started to do the melachas on this animal, so swear you're allowed to finish it off already. Mashenke in Tiyoma, Yitcha Machshire Mitzvah. Well, we'll soon see the swear a little different. We'll soon see. Tiyoma, but rather to say, Yitcha Machshire Mitzvah. But you're allowed to do this Hechshir Mitzvah of cutting off the abelis on Shabbos, or carrying the animal chutz to tchum, or carrying on your shoulders, of Neshchi before the Shchita, that's a Shabbos. Shloi Dachsasa Shchita, that's a Shabbos. You didn't do the Shchita yet. So since you didn't start to do the mitzvah yet, then you can't start doing any dichuyim. It's only once you already did a dichu, you already did a shchita on Shabbos, you already did the yisra, you started to do the mitzvah of shchita, then it's a svar you could finish off the rest of the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach. But before you started to shef the Korban Pesach, maybe taka the shvus and taka rosser. That's one svar. Dover Acher, another svar is, shem yimsa zevach posel, v'nimsa mechalas a Shabbos mafreya. We can't let you carry the animal to the Beis Hamikdash chutz l'tchum, or carry tamas of their bellas, because maybe later we'll find out it's a psul. And what you did before was still a tzarech, you're mechal Shabbos. But after shchita that we know the animal is kosher, then you're allowed to do the shvusim. For the Gemara, Hochi, this is the svara mishkat namel nishkat. How are you allowed to shech the animal on Shabbos? Shema yimtza zevach psul. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe b'shach shchita you'll open up and find it's a treifa. You'll find the animal's psul. How are you allowed to make the shchita? Listen, Ella, what do you have to say? That avad with mutter, that the Torah says Pesach is doich Shabbos, so you're allowed to shech the animal. We're not afraid maybe become a posel. About your being Isaac now and doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is doich Shabbos, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs. So,
on our Samach test, we're holding here. Samach Tes, so from the top of the Gemara again, we went yesterday, we got the two dots again with Omar Rav Kiva again, the fourth line. Was a Shaila here, Rav Kiva is learning out, Rav Lezer in the Mishnah says that the Shavusim are also Doiche Shabbos. Just like you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, who are in the Shavusim carrying the animals also Doiche Shabbos. So Mara said, Omar Rav Kiva, Tamali im Dochu Machshire Mitzvah. And Rav Lezer answered back that Rav Lezer first said, Maduch, that the Shvusim after the Korban is Doiche Shabbos, so what then you could do the Shvusim before the Korban should also be Doiche Shabbos. So the Kiva answered back and said, no. You know why after the Shchita you're allowed to do the rest of the Shvusim? So Rashi says either it means cleaning out the Kirbayim, the insides. But Tosfos says it means hekdech halovim, burning of the halovim, that really you should do it at night. Still we say you're allowed to do it right after the Korban Pesach. I'll tell you why, Rav Kiva says, sharei dochsa shchitas es haShabbos. Because you already started to do the shchita on Shabbos. So once on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, you did the shchita, once you started to do the Korban, you could finish it off.
Aber Tiyama Yitcho Machshire Mitzvah Shlofnei Shchitom Es HaShabbos Shloi Doch Sosfei Shchitom Es HaShabbos. But Tiyama, you want to say Yitcho Machshire Mitzvah, even the Hechshire Mitzvah that before you started to bring the Korban Shlofnei Shchitom Es HaShabbos Yibadrech HaShabbos Shloi Doch Sosfei Shchitom Es HaShabbos. Maybe no, before we started to bring the Korban Pesach, maybe you can't be Doicha, you can't do any Yisur of the Rabbanans yet, because you didn't start to bring the Korban yet. Maybe only after you bring the Korban can you start doing it. But once you, if you didn't start to bring the Korban yet, you can't do you can't do the Shvusim. Shvias HaPesach. So that's the way Rabbi Kiv answers back to Rabbi Eliezer. That is the difference. If you already brought the Korban on Erev Pesach, you could finish doing the rest, whatever you want. Mashen came before you brought the Korban yet, like an Al Mishnah. Here the question is, you want to carry your animal from Chutz L'Tchum inside, or you want to carry it, or else you want to cut off the yabelas, the growth on the animal. Those things are also. Dover Acher, another pshat, another shiloh was, in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva was, Shema Yimsa Zevech Posel. Another reason Rabbi Kiva said, a reason why before you bring the Korban Pesach, you can't do any shvusim, any yisurim, because maybe you'll find the korban will be posel. V'nimso mechales haShabbos l'mafreya. And if the korban is posel, so you're not yotze with this korban Pesach. So then the yisurim you did before was levatol in vain. So that's why you can't do any yisurim before you first make the shchita, before you find out the korban is a good korban. That was Rabbi Kiva's taina. Bashenkin, once you brought the Korban Pesach, afterwards you could do what you want. The Korban is a good Korban. You could continue doing the Korban. For the Gemara name, Ihochi, Mishchat Namel Nishchat. If this is a Svara, how could you make the Shchit in the first place? Because I'll tell you, Shema Yimtza Zevach Posel. Maybe Bishash Shchit afterwards, you'll open up the Bema, you'll see it's a Treifah. And you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Shchit then on the Korban Pesach. For Yimtza Machalas HaShabbos Lamafreya. If you're afraid of this. So what do you have to say? We're not afraid of that. Rov behemis akosher, and you're going to do a mitzvah now, shchitas korban pesach, so you have a right to take on, everything will be alright. That's why you're allowed to make the shchit on this behema now on Shabbos. So adin l'chura, the shvusim, before should also be mutter. You should be allowed to carry this animal, even though you take it now chutz l'tchum, because it's a serf, the korban pesach. So what was Rebbe Kiva's kasha back to Rebbe Eliezer? The Gemara says, Elo, ha omalei bereisha. First Rebbe Kiva told back to Rebbe Eliezer like this, bereisha, that it's a svaram, the shvusim, to carry the animal before the shchit is awesome, because maybe you find the animal will be possible, and you did an avera then. Uparchu, on that Rebbe Eliezer answered back very good. If you're going to be afraid, maybe the animal won't be good, so you can't make the shchita. On Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, because you make the shchita, maybe afterwards you'll see it's a treifam, it's no good, the behemah, so the shchita you did, you weren't yotze mitzvah's Korban Pesach, so it was about tolum. Elamai, we're not afraid of that. Right now you're going to do the mitzvah mutter. So here also, before the korban, it should be mutter to do the shvusim. For hoder, then Rabbi Kiva said like this, Omalei, hach tamalei imdichui. Then Rabbi Kiva said a better taina. No, you know which shvusim are mutter only after you brought the korban Pesach. Because once you started the shchit, you had a hetter to bring the korban on Shabbos, then you're allowed to finish doing it. You're allowed to, like Tosi said, either burn the fats on Shabbos, also, the way Rashi learns, you're allowed to clean out the kishkes on Shabbos. That's mutter. Because since you started to do the shchita, then we say you can continue. Ma'ashen came before you started the shchita, that's also. Before you start the shchita, no shvusim amutter yet. So that's the makloikes, Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Eliezer Mishnah. By the Heshe Rebbe Kiva, Yomar Hazor Techiach. So Rebbe Kiva now brought another raya to say that an isim of the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to do l'tzorach korban Pesach. The most of the case was, you have your animal, and it has a growth on it. With this growth, the korban is possible, you can't use it for korban Pesach. So you want to first cut off the growth. So the Tanakhana holds that's also. Since it's a shvus, you should have done it before Shabbos, you have no right to do it now on Shabbos. And the Kiva says, I'll bring your right to this. Hazor tachiyach. The law is, if somebody is tamei, he touched the mace 7 days ago, and now today is the seventh day, it's Erev Pesach. So kol zaman he's tamei, he can't bring a korban pesach. How would it become tohor? He has to go to the mikvah, that's mutter, but we have to sprinkle on him, make hazos mechatis. You have to sprinkle on him some of the mechatis. And that's also midrabbonin. So you see, even though it's only also midrabbonin, the rabbonin say you can't sprinkle the mechatis on him, because it's also midrabbonin, even though this is going to stop him from bringing the korban pesach. So that's Rabbi Kiva's raya. Isur the rabbonin, that you could have, oh, this is even a bigger kasha. Here you couldn't have even done it before Shabbos.
this Hazor is even also you can't do before Shabbos. Still we say it's not Doicha Shabbos. But I call upon that's what Akiva's Raya, that the Yisur with the Rabbonis are not Doicha Shabbos. It's more Tanya. Omalai Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said like this, Akiva, v'shchite shavtani, v'shchite tei misosai. Akiva, you asked me a question from Shchita, and from there, misosai means there you're slugged up. There we prove that you are wrong. Because the Mishnah, Rebbe Akiva said like this, that once I see Hazor is also, so Rebbe Lezer asked him back, I, Shchita's mutter, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you allowed to make the Shchita, that's an Issa D'Raisa. So in the Mishnah, Rebbe Akiva answered back and said, you know what? Maybe Taka's wrong. Maybe you're not allowed to make the Shchita. That's what Rebbe Akiva said. Rebbe Akiva said, just like I know, you're not allowed to make the Hazor on Shabbos, even though it's only Yosem and the Rabbonin. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So Rebbe Akiva said, who are then? Maybe Shchita's also awesome. Maybe you're not allowed to shech the animal or Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's what Rebbe Akiva said. On this, Rebbe Lezer answered back and said, how could you say that? There's enough in the Pesach with Dashim Sukim, but Moyadoi, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still you can bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, Omalei Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer said back to Akiva, Akiva, Bishchite Shavtani, you asked me the question from Shchita, that you wanted to say, just like you can't do the Azor on Shabbos, you should not be allowed to do the Shchita on Shabbos. And Bishchite Taimis Osoi, we prove that you're wrong from this Din Shchita, because you're also asking to me, Shchita you're allowed to do. The Torah says you're allowed to Shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So once I see the Melacha D'Oraisa of Shchita's Mutter on Shabbos, who are then the Yisur of the Rabbonins should also be Mutter on Shabbos. Like in the Mishnah, it should be mutter to carry the animal. Chus tachum on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Mara omaloi. So Rabbi Kiva answered back to Rabbi Lez and told him, Al tachbireni b'shas adin. Al tachbireni is Rashi, don't be kaifer. Don't deny to me what you taught me b'shas adin when we're having our arguments right now. In other words, kach mekublan mimoch. Rabbi Akiva is saying, this is what I learned from you. You, Rabbi Lezer, you Gufa taught me this. Kach mekablani mimoch, that hazor shibusi, v'yein adrecha to Shabbos. Hey, you yourself, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, you Gufa taught me this halacha, that hazor is a shibus, you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechates on a tome on Shabbos, and halacha is v'yein adrecha to Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So you, Rabbi Lezer, taught this to me. So how could you, Rabbi Lezer, now in the Mishnah say, like, I'm wrong, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lezer is saying, since Shchit is Mutter, who are then you allowed to do these through the Rabbonins? The Azor is also Mutter. You yourself, you Rabbi Lezer, Gufa taught me to say no, that Azor is also. The Ein Adrech is a Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara Bechim, Miyachad du Agmere, if Rabbi Lezer himself taught this halacha to Rabbi Akiva, he was the one that taught him this halacha, that you're not allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos, my time of Kehodebe, how come now Mishnah now, Rabbi Lezer was Chayzer? And now Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says just the opposite. Rabbi Lezer is saying, just like I see the Melacha D'Oraisa of Shchita is mutter to do for the Korban Pesach, who are then all the Shvusim are mutter? So Poshna means Rabbi Lezer is arguing and saying no, even Azor is mutter on Shabbos. So it's a Stephen Rabbi Lezer. First Rabbi Lezer taught to Rabbi Kiva that Azor is also to do on Shabbos. And now from our Mishnah's Mashmi's Chayzer, he retracted his statement and saying no, you are allowed to make the Azor on Shabbos. So my time occurred today. Why was Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lezer Chayzer? The Gemara sounds like this. Omar Ula, Rabbi Eliezer ki agmere da hazor de true magmere. That Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Kiva this halacha, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechates on somebody on Shabbos, he was talking about a koyin that's tomei, true, and now he wants to be able to teach truma. That's all he wants to do. So if a koyin is tomei meis, the koyin touched the meis 7 days ago, he touched the mace on Shabbos. So now he's tummy for 7 days. I touched the mace on Sunday. So the seventh day is on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, the Kohen wants to become Tor, that he should be able to eat his truma. So here we say, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer learned, you're not allowed to make that zoh on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatas on this Kohen to enable him to eat the truma. Why? The truma gufa ledachi Shabbos. Because the loch ridge, you're not allowed to be mafish trumas on Shabbos. If somebody has this fruit, this tevel, fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you did not take off trumas and maizes before Shabbos, mid the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to take off the truma and maizes on Shabbos. But the Rabbonon looks like tikkun monom, like you've been misakin the peris, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to take off the truma on Shabbos, pshitom, you're not allowed to make the azor there's to sprinkle the mechatas on the person. That Rashi in the Mishnah says that's also awesome with Rabbanan, because it looks like a tikkun. It looks like you want to be misakin the person. So since truma itself you can't take off on Shabbos, pshita you can't make tazor on Shabbos. That's what Rebbe Elazar is learned. Rashi says, hazor the truma. If a kohen wants to become tor in order to eat truma, that's when Rabbi Elazar taught Rabbi Akiva to leidach yeshabis, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatis on this person, this kohen. Do afreshosa truma gufa leidach yeshabis, because even to take off the truma itself is not doich yeshabis. So melo dazor is also not doich yeshabis. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva nami, so avizoi. So the ruler of Lezer Kiyagmei Hazor the Truma Agmei the Truma Gufla Dach Shabbos. Now Rabbi Kiva Nami Lo Yisvei Hazor the Truma Rabbi Kiva Nami Ki Yisvei. When Rabbi Kiva went to ask the question back to Rabbi Lezer Hazor the Truma Yisvei, he meant to ask him the kasha from Hazor of Truma, that is also She Mitzvah Lechur it's a Mitzvah Ti Truma. And still you say, you're not allowed to sprinkle the mechatas on the kohen, because it's an issa the rabbonon, v'mishum shvus and osim the rabbonon. So you see, any issa the rabbonon is not mutter even b'moke mitzvah. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha back to Rabbi Elazar. So the Mara says, though, who suffer? But Rabbi Elazar himself, what did he think? Rabbi Elazar himself thought that hazor the pesach ha-moisav lei. Rabbi Elazar thought that Rabbi Kiva is asking him a question from hazor the pesach, that in our case, where a Yisroel is a Tomei Nes, and it came the seventh day as Erev Pesach, and it's a question now, could he bring his Korban Pesach or not? So if we're going to make the Hazor, he'll become Tor, and he'll be allowed to bring his Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar holds for sure that's Mutter, and Rabbi Elazar thought that Rabbi Akiva was asking him a question from this. And really, Rabbi Akiva was not asking him from that. Rabbi Akiva was only asking him from the case that Hazor Letruma, that's what's awesome. But Enechnami, for this could be his Moedah. But this is Moedah, that if a person wants to bring his Korban Pesach, just like the Shechita, the Korban Pesach is Doich HaShabbos, maybe the Hazor is also Doich HaShabbos. What?
Where was this all done?
In the Beis HaMikdash, outside, I think he was standing in the Ezra's Noshim, because he couldn't come inside. So he was standing outside the Ezra's Noshim. He's out, Tommy May is now coming to Machna Shechina. The Machna Shechina starts from Ezra to Yisrael, that starts Machna Shechina. So he had to be standing outside Machna Yisrael, outside Machna Shechina. But in the Har HaBayis, he's allowed to come. That's where they made Azul. It's a Machlokes. This Shavuos is Mochama. We'll see in the Gemara why. This Shavuos is here. Usually you're right, most Shavuos are not, but there are some Shavuos that were not even the Midrash also. This Hazor, this Issus, even in the base of Midrash, right? Weiter. Mosiv Rabba. So Rabbi has kashed like this, that no, you can't say that. Heshev Rabbi Kiva answered back, the Yomer said like this, Hazois Tomei Meis Techiach. It says clearly that when Rabbi Kiva asked the question back to Rabbi Elazar, he was talking about the Hazor of a Tomei Meis. He brought a ride from Tomei Meis. Shechal Shvi'i Shaloi Lios Peshabbos. Be'er Uver of a Pesach. We're talking about that this person now, his seventh day, that this is the day he could become Tor, comes out on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. And now, what does he need to matar himself? He has to have this Hazor, he has to sprinkle the Mechatas on him. She mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for this person to become Tor, because he wants to bring the Korban Pesach. Kol Zaman, he's told me, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So it's a mitzvah for this person to have the Hazor done to him, so he can bring the Korban Pesach. V'im Mishum Shavus. Now, what's stopping us from doing the Hazor? Why can't we sprinkle the Mechatas on him? It's only Nisim Rabbonin. It's only Mishum Shavus. And still, Rabbi Kiva learns the din is v'eina doich es haShabbos. It's not doich es haShabbos. So you see clearly, Rabbi Kiva himself asked the kasha to Rabbi Elazar from the case of Hazor of a Korban Pesach, that even the tzur of Korban Pesach, still you're not allowed to do the Hazor on Shabbos. So Mor says elo vade avade, cases like this Hazor de Pesach agmarei. When Rabbi Elazar himself taught Rabbi Kiva, he taught him even this halachim Hazor for Korban Pesach. If a person is Tomei, and today is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Tor, still, if it's Shabbos now, you're not allowed to do the Hazor. The Hazor is Osir, even where it's Nogei to Erev Pesach. For the Gemara, V'chim Yachad Yagmarei, if Rebbe Lez himself taught this halacha to Rebbe Kiva, or the Zoi, my time of Kipporach Lei, Why did Rabbi Akiva ask back this question to Rabbi Eliezer? Why did Rabbi Eliezer ask the question back to Rabbi Akiva? If Rabbi Eliezer himself knew this halacha, that Hazotak is also to do on Shabbos, why did Rabbi Eliezer now mission say no? He says, Maduch the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, is Doicha Shabbos, Avada, the Yisrael, the Rabbonim of Hazot should be Doicha Shabbos. I, Rabbi Eliezer himself, held it was also. And if the Gemara, my time, the Kaporachle, Rabbi Eliezer, and if the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Gomra Yisakele, and if namely, Rabbi Eliezer forgot his learning. He forgot his Gemara. The Yosef Rabbi Akiva liat kurei Gemara, and Rabbi Akiva came to remember him, to remind him what he taught us. So really, Rabbi Eliezer metchila knew the halacha that hazor is osur, and he taught it to Rabbi Akiva. Just later, Rabbi Eliezer forgot it. So Rabbi Akiva came to teach him back and tell him, you should know hazor. You yourself told me hazor is osur. Rashi says all the Gemaras also in Avodah Zarah says like this, that Rabbi Eliezer forgot something, and Rabbi Akiva's Talmud came to remind him. So the Mar of Anaimalei Behedja, why didn't Rabbi Akiva tell directly to Rabbi Eliezer, what are you arguing on me? You yourself taught me that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara, Sova Lav Orcha Arya. It's not nice to say that. It's not nice to go to your Rebbe and tell him so openly you made a mistake or you forgot your learning. That's why openly he didn't want to tell it to him. He did a B'derek Kovid just to say that you should know Hazor for sure is awesome. Like that's why in our Mishnah even, like Rabbi Akiva wanted to show how strong he holds that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos, that's why in our Mishnah Rabbi Akiva said such a modern statement. He said, once I know that you can't do the Hazor, maybe even the Shechita you can't do. Which even though Pshita Shechita is Mutter, because that's a Pasuk. He just meant to say how clearly he knows this halacha that Hazor for sure is Osir. And I'm even ready to say that once Hazor is Osir, maybe Shechita should also be Osir. But he only meant to say that just to teach Rabbi Eliezer that this halacha is clearly that on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the Hazor. To sprinkle the person, that's the Osir. For the Gemara, the Hazor, my time Ladochi Shabbos. What's the reason? Why not? What's so wrong with making Hazor, sprinkling this Mechatas on this person that's Tomei? Michti, tiltula bi'almud titchei. It's only an issue of the Rabbanon, like you're only tilting, you're only moving around the Mechatas. So Gemara's Mashmir, it's like Muksa. Even though Rashi in the Mishnah says it's Mitam Tikkun, but the Rabbanon, it looks like you're being misak and you're fixing something. Like now this person is Tomei. What's going to make him able to eat the Korban Pesach? If you make the Mechatas, you sprinkle it on him. So sprinkling the Mechatas looks like you're fixing up the person. So with the Rabbanon, that's an Isser. But I call upon him, it's only Yosem the Rabbanon. Because our Gemara says, Lashon Tiltul, you're just moving it. Like you're not doing any real malach, there's no Isser D'oraisa. You're just taking the Mechatas, this water, that you have it ready from before where you burnt the paraduma and with the ashes you put it into water. So all you want to do now is just sprinkle the water. What's wrong? Good asostim of the Rabbonim. But why won't Rabbonim make it here? But mock him a Korban Pesach. And the Titzchi Shabbos. Titzchi Shabbos. And for the Mishum Pesach. For sure, on a Shabbos, an Erev Pesach, you should be allowed to make the Yazor. Today you should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Or my Rabbis, Rabbi answered like this. We're afraid maybe you come to carry this through the Rishus Rabbim and be over Nisad Raita. Therefore, with the Rabbonon, like you were saying, even in the base of Migdish, still they made this Gzeira, you're not allowed to carry the Mechatis. We're afraid maybe you carry the Daldamas Rishus Rabbim. Yeah. Fredi Gemara, Ula Rabbi Eliezer though, Navre, this is a good terrace maybe according to us, according to Rabbi Akiva, why this Shvus is Osir. Of according to Rabbi Eliezer, his sheet himself, it should be mutter even to carry the Mechatas through the Rishus Rabbim. To Omer Rabbi Eliezer's sheet there always is, and Shabbos we had by Milo, that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet there is, Machshire Mitzvah Doichenes HaShabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds even a Hechshire Mitzvah is Doichenes HaShabbos. The Moshel on Milo. A kid that has to have his meal on Shabbos. We have less old, if you didn't make the knife before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to even make the knife. You're allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Makom HaMila. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds any time the mitzvah itself is Doicha Shabbos, the Hechshah for the mitzvah is also Doicha Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry the knife. So here, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban. So if you're allowed to bring the korban, how come the hechsher is not mutter? You should also be allowed to even carry the mechatis to this person to make the azor. So how could you say it's also because it's a gzeiro, maybe you come to carry to the Rishos Rabin? According to Reb Lezer, that should be mutter. Reb Lezer shita is hechsher mitzvah zeicher Shabbos. And the Gemara Amri, first Gemara wants it like this. Hani mili, when do we say this yisoid, that a hechsher mitzvah zeicher Shabbos, not only the mitzvah milo, not only the mitzvah korban pesach zeicher Shabbos, but anything you need for the korban pesach is also zeicher Shabbos? Hecha de gavra gufa chazion. Where the person is roi, he has the chiyuv, he is responsible to bring the korban pesach or regular tinnik. It's the eighth day now. There's the chiyuv to make a bris milah on this kid. The rov mechiyuv yalei, there's the chiyuv to make it to bring the korban pesach today. You're a person that's tor, so you have the chiyuv to bring the korban pesach. A person that's tor, now we say, let's say he left his korban outside the tchum. He's got to carry it into the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to carry it to do an Issei D'Oraisa according to Reb Lezer. Because since this person is Tor, and he has the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. Aval Hochom, here we're talking about this person that's a Tomei Mace. This person touched the Mace 7 days ago, and he's still Tomei right now. So right now, the Gavra Gufa Lechazion. Right now, this person is Tomei. He's not able to bring the Korban Pesach right now. The male, this person right now, has no chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. So what are we saying? We're saying, though, let us sprinkle the mechatas upon this person. That will make the person tor. Once the person is tor, now we'll have a chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. But we're saying, no, you can't do that, even according to Reb Lezer. Because we're afraid, if you sprinkle the water, maybe you'll come to carry through the shusharabim, which will be nisi deraisa. That's called the hechsher mitzvah. No, right now, when you're carrying the mechatis, it's not called the hechsher mitzvah. Because this person right now is still tamei. Kol zaman, the person is tamei, he has no chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. So now, right now, this person has no chiyuv, Reb Lezer doesn't say hechsher mitzvah is doichem. It's only by a healthy baby, or else by a person that's tor, he has the chiyuv to do the korban, then even the hechsher is doichem. Omar Rabbah. So Rabbah said, L'divir Reb Lezer, according to the Svara, Kotin bor, if you have a healthy kid, Mechamen loichamen lavroisei, ulamoyle b'shabes. You're allowed to heat up water for this kid, today that when you make the bris milah, the hot water will make him healthy again. So Rashi learns, Kotin bori, devalav rechitza roi lomel. If the kid is a healthy baby, even without washing him, he could have a bris milah. So Mela, right now he's mechuyev to make the bris milah. He will say mechamel lechamel b'shabes koyde milah. You're allowed to heat up the water for him before Shabbos. Lav roisa that Rashi liyos bori b'chazik to make like even stronger. Like the meaning of the Gemara was before you gave the bris milah, you used to wash him in hot water. So we'll soon see the churus and modern case. Like if the guy is healthy, he doesn't need the hot water. So why are you allowed to do it? But the Bible was saying now, if the kid is healthy, there's a chiyev milah. You're allowed to make the hot water for him. So chazilei. Mashenken katan choyle, if you have a sick kid, ein mechamel loichamel lavroisei, ulamoyloi. Right now, he's sick. So when he's sick right now, he's not a mechuyev emila. There's no chiyev kuach nefesh, you'll kill the guy to make the emila now. What do you want to do? First, you want to give this guy, this baby, a hot bath. If you give him a hot bath, that will make him healthy. Once he's healthy, now we'll have a chiyev to make a bris emila. So that's also to do on Shabbos then. You're not allowed to heat up this water. Because right now, the kid is sick. You have a sick kid, you can't make a bris milah right now. So he's called Eina Mechuyiv, it should be us to heat up the water. So the Mara Dolei Chazilei, because right now that he's sick, he's not Chazil to make a bris milah. So for this sick kid, you shouldn't have had to warm up that water. Omar Robas, Robas said like this, he answered back, Mamanashach, Vi Borihu, if the kid is a healthy kid, Lom Olei Chamel Avroisayim, why do you have to heat up the water first in order to give him a hot bath? Who needs it? You're telling me now the guy is healthy. So it means right now the kid is mechuyev to have a bris milah done to him. So what do I need hot water to heat him up to give him a bath for? So mamonoshach, if he's able to have the bris milah now, there's no sakona, so there's no heter to heat up the hot water now. Elo amar Ravas. Ravas said like this. No, in the Gemara's times, ha koyol choylenein etzol milah. Any kid, if you don't wash him off, give him a hot bath before the milah, he's a choyle. You can't give him a bris milah. You have to give him a hot bath. At least wash off the makam milah, at least, with hot water before the milah. So mela, the din is, echot katem bari. Whether this kid is a healthy kid, so what? But negay to milah, if you don't wash off his aver with hot water, I'm not sure if it means the whole body, or just the makam milah, if you don't wash him off with hot water, he's a sick kid, you can't make the milah. The echot, therefore, him also you're not allowed to heat up the water before the milah. because now that you don't have hot water, so even though he's a healthy baby, but you're not allowed to give him bris milah now, because before you wash him off there, he's not roy for milah. So right now the kid is called not roy for bris milah, so you're not allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos. The only answer is you have to have hot water heated up from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you wash him off, and then you make the milah. But whether the kid is a healthy kid, the yechot cotton chole, whether the kid is a sick kid, is a locha that should come out, ein mechamen lechamen avroisai. You're not allowed to heat up the water in order to bathe him ulamoyle b'Shabbos, in order to make him able to receive the bris milah. Why? Because right now you're telling me that's the Matthias the Gemara finds, at least, before you gave the baby a hot bath, he wasn't roy to have a bris milah. So right now he's not roy. So melo, there's no din, you can't be doing a Shabbos for him. Senechnam, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you don't have the hot water from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to heat it up on Shabbos. And Lamaisa also, we don't need the hot water. But if you would need hot water, be also to heat it up on Shabbos now. Better don't do the bris milah. It's not doing a Shabbos then. Eisvei Yabai. Sabai yes the kashi now. Zalochom oral shaloi mol. If an oral, that means a person, an older person, never had a bris milah done to him. Let's say his first two brothers were died b'shas milah, so they pushed off his milah. But I call upon him, he's an oral. Is onish koris. If it comes now Erev Pesach, and he does not bring a korban Pesach, you should know he's mechuyev koris. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Dazayat Rabbi Elazar. So the question is why? Why is this person have a mechuyev koris? This person's an oral right now. He didn't have a bris milah. So right now he's not mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach right now. A person that's an orla has no chiyuv to bring a korban Pesach. Still, the Reb Lezer holds, if he doesn't bring it, what does that mean he doesn't bring it? That means if the person doesn't make a bris milah on himself right now, Erev Pesach, and doesn't bring his korban Pesach, he's chayev koris. The kasha why? For hocho de gavra gufo lechazia. This person right now, they didn't have a bris milah yet, he's not worth to bring a korban Pesach. He's an oral can't bring a korban Pesach. For katoni yonis koris. And still, Reb Lezer says, no, we tell this person, you go fast. Make a bris milah on yourself right now. Make yourself roy to bring a korban Pesach, and you have a chiyuv to bring it. And if you don't bring it, you have a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Alma, what do we see? Ram yechiyuv yalei. This person has a chiyuv to bring a korban Pesach. Ah, you're an oral. So what? Get rid of it. Make a bris milah on you. So chura, the same shot should be by us also. If a person had touched a mace 7 days ago, and the seventh day now was Erev Pesach Shabbos. So right now, what do you want to say? He's not mechuyu to bring a korban Pesach because he's tamei. No. Let's say he is mechuyu to bring a korban Pesach. Why? Because he has a way to make himself roy. All he has to do is, they should sprinkle the mechates on him, and he'll go to the mikvah today, and he'll become tor. Then he could bring a korban Pesach. So it's a bad kasha on Reb Lezer. Why does Reb Lezer say that if a person is tamei, mace, this seventh day on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to make hazor? Why? Because right now, since he's tamei, he's not mechuyev to bring korban Pesach. Here you see not like that. Here you see a person that's an oral. He didn't have a bris milah done to him. We say he's mechuyev to bring the korban Pesach. Ad kedei kasher, if he doesn't bring it, he has a chiyuv koris for not bringing it. Sa'al merav mechuyev yolei. So abizoy, it's a kasha on Rabbi Elazar then. If yo, the person is mechuyev to bring the korban, so abizoy, so why can't he make tazor then? Why isn't tazor doicha Shabbos? According to Rabbi Elazar, hechshe mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Omar Rabbis, Rabbi answers like this. Kisava Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds, ein shoichtin v'zorchin al tomei sheretz. I tell you, you're not allowed to make a zrika, a korban Pesach al tomei sheretz. If somebody is tomei one day, today... We'll soon see what it means. Is he holds ein shoichtin v'zorchin al tomei sheretz.